Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To see, I'm sure you saw the Jalen Hurts contract already. Just what you thought of that for your former teammate, and how much you guys look at the Eagles as the team to beat. Obviously, they're the NFC champions. They won the division. How much do you measure yourself up against them as to where you want to go?
Well, first of all, congrats to Jay Hurts. obviously, he was my former teammate, so. I know how he works. I know he's a really good guy, so he deserved every dollar that he got, so I'm happy for him. As far as the Eagles, I think that everybody's a team to beat in our division, obviously. We didn't do that well in division play last year, so I think that's something for us that's going to be heavily emphasized. So I don't really see it as just one team that we need to be worried about. I think it's, all of the teams in our division. So that's just how I see it. And I think that's how a lot of us, see it on the team. Yeah.
How much did that stick with you guys that you only won one division game last year?
It's tough. Obviously, that's not something that, we were looking to be that way, but it is what it is. We still went through the year and had a pretty successful year from where we came from. So that's how we look at it, and now it's just time to improve and get better from there.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Howdy, Trina.
Hey Zay, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm fine.
At the end of last season, I think you had said that you were going to stick around and continue rehabbing on your hand. Can you give any kind of update as to where your hand is and how you're feeling?
Yeah, hand is good to go. After tremendous amount of work and rehab that I've been doing, with the staff and the training staff, and doing other outside things to be able to rehab it. It's good. Really looking forward and ready to go to the start of this year.
So you don't think you'll be needing any kind of splint or protective, covering on the hand this year?
I don't think so. We'll see how it goes. I don't think I should, no.
Okay, and then just real quick, you're getting back Wink Martindale, who obviously drew some head coaching consideration. How important was it for the defense to have that continuity?
To have Wink back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was great to have him back. Me personally, it's kind of hard being able to change DC, so I'm glad that we got him back. I think we built a lot. Of him with just everybody, the whole group as a defense, built a lot of good relationships. We understood how one another worked, and we were able to build something special. So I'm glad he stayed. I really didn't have any doubt that he would leave, honestly. Like I said, just happy that he's here, happy that he stayed, and we can continue to build off of what we had last year.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Xavier, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Two things for you. What was your reaction to Julian leaving, and how confident are you in any of the guys who will have to step up, whether that's a newcomer like Bobby or the new guys, who's impressed you there that you think could fill those shoes, and what was your reaction with Julian?
I was in contact with Jay Love, so kind of was knowing what was going on a little bit, but obviously it sucked to see him go. We have a really good relationship together, not just on the field but off the field as well. So not only did, you know, I lost a teammate, but I lost a brother. I didn't really lose him, but just the fact of being on the team wise. But I'm glad to see that he got paid. I was happy for him. But we still talk and we still have communication. So kind of know what it is. And, you know, our message to each other was just keep balling, keep playing, and keep going and getting paid. So, but for the guys that we have here, you know, the guys have already shown that, you know, they can step up. We got guys in the room who have, you know, been in that situation last year and were in situations where they had to come in and step up, and they did that very well. They did that at a high level. So I have a lot of confidence in who we have in our room now, and the guys that, you know, we will have bringing in. So I'm not too stressed about that, and I'm, you know, I'm really confident in who we got.
The other thing I wanted to ask Xavier is, obviously, Dexter's not there. He has a year left on his deal. You have a year left on your deal, and I think Joe Shane told us you changed agents, obviously, recently. So clearly your contract's on your mind. Did you think about skipping any of this off-season program yourself?
No, I didn't. No.
So do you know, like, have you guys had any, what can you tell us? Have you had any contract negotiations, or how do you feel about your future here with the Giants?
Well, for me, I'm just I'm focused on what I'm doing right now. That's my biggest thing. I'm a pretty present guy. I like to just stand present with things and of where my feet are at. So that's kind of my mindset right now. It's just to get better, you know, personally, but also help my team whichever way I can. So that's pretty much how I've always been, and that's how I continue to be regardless of anything else that's happening on the outside. But I'm not too focused on that right now.
Thanks, Xavier.
Yep.
We'll take three more. Bob Brookover.
Hey, Xavier, to follow up on that a little bit, you did change agents. Was the contract, your future contract, part of why you changed?
You say that one more time.
You changed agents. What was the motivation behind changing agents?
You know, I had some, you know, some other things that you know, I feel like I need to get done. But I think those are all personal things. I don't think those are things that, you know, I'm going to discuss with you guys. But, you know, that was really the sole reason of it. It didn't really have much to do with, you know, what was going on right now. Obviously, don't have nothing to do with OTAs. Like I said, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to help my team out however I can, whenever I can. So, you know, that's, like I said, that my focus is just what I'm doing right now. So, yeah.
And how much of a hindrance was your hand last year? And just to clarify, you said you didn't think you needed a splint, but do you feel like you are 100% in that regard right now?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% for sure. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't that wasn't a kind of thing. I know that I'm 100%. So, but as far as, you know, it being a hindrance, it wasn't really hindering at all to me. Obviously, I mean, you guys saw the games that I played with the cast. I was still able to make a huge impact on the games. And I think if you know, turn on the film, that you see that. So I didn't see any hindrance. I don't know, maybe if y'all did, but I definitely didn't. I still played at a high level, and yeah.
And the one last question I want to ask, the draft's coming. Brian Branch is a guy, he's a Bama guy who's projected right around where you guys are picking. Is that something you'd like to see in your having the other side of you as a guy from Bama?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always good to see, obviously, the guys that I didn't get to play with BB, but I know him pretty well. But it's always good when the, you know, you see the Bama guys up there, and you know, when it's their time to you know, finally get drafted and things of that nature. So if we could add, you know, Bama guys, obviously I'm always gonna be for it. but it, you know, whoever we get, I'll be happy with it. But if we can add some Bama guys, though, I'll be cool with that for sure.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Xavier, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to ask you, if I may, about two of your new teammates. Did you cross paths yet with Nacho?
Oh, yes, I did, yeah. I actually reached out to them, you know, once they got the deals and stuff like that. So I was able to actually talk to Bobby. I was able to get in touch with him and talk with him. But I reached out to Nacho, and we didn't get to speak much. So we actually just, you know, were they able to meet each other today. But, you know, obviously two great dudes, from what I can tell. And I know they're going to be, you know, they're ready to go and, you know, add to, you know, what we have here defensively.
Yeah, I hear you on both of them, but Nacho came in, you know, his first Zoom with us was lots of personality.
Yeah.
That D-line and that defensive room?
Yeah, he definitely, you know, definitely going to be a great guy to be around. We got some guys that are pretty funny and pretty, you know, their motor's high. So I saw that, you know, a good bit in him too. So, like I said, it's going to be good to just being able to add those guys onto what we already had and make it, you know, a lot better than what we had. So, you know, it'd be fun.
And one more, if I may, Darren Waller, you're astute enough about the game. You see tight ends on Sundays. What can he bring, you know, when you look at a guy like that with his stature and his resume already?
Yeah, I was actually able to reach out to him, too. So we talked a little bit, you know, before we came in today. But obviously, just knowing and seeing his, you know, the way he plays, his style of play, the threat that he is to defenses. I know for me personally, it's going to be some fun practices because I know, you know, I'm a real competitive guy. I know he is too, so it's going to be fun, and I look forward to it. He's going to make me better. I'm going to make him better, so it's going to be some good matchups, and, you know, I know he's gonna hurt some people on the other side of the ball too, just being a threat that he is. So it's exciting to see, and I'm glad that, you know, he's a part of our squad.
I always appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Last one here, Pat Leonard.
Hey, Xavier, just wondering as a team leader if you think it's a big issue that Saquon and Dex are both not there due to their contracts, and also how you feel Brian Daboll, your coach, has handled it thus far.
No, I don't think it's an issue. I mean, they got, you know, they're dealing with their own things. So, you know, that's for them to work out. But we know what type of guys they are. We know what type of players that they are. And we all love them. You know, we all kind of know what it is. But we don't really, you know, the guys aren't really looking into it like that. But I think Dave's has handled it great. It's kind of pretty much the same. But, you know, I think we all know what type, like I said, we all know what type of guys they are. We know what they bring to the table. So, that's how we see it.
Thanks. Real quick, follow up on your hand. You sounded like you were optimistic you won't need to wear anything in the season, but you're not certain yet. Is that an accurate representation of what you just said, or where exactly is it right now? Is that going to be like a conversation with the training staff about whether to wear something protective, or
either?
Like where exactly
I
is that?
This, either way, I'm gonna play at a high level, so I'm gonna leave it at that. But yeah.